Praise 100.9, 92.7, I'm Melanie in the middle, and we're in the middle of the week, and of course we are in the middle of a whole lot still going on in Ferguson, Missouri, and so we've been touching base with friends and family, and our very own Willie Moore Jr. is, in fact, in Ferguson. How you doing? What's happening?
Man, doing well. How you doing, Melly? Mel, holding it down. Man, I always love to hear you on the radio. Like, you're one of my favorites.
Well, you are one of my favorites, and of course, you're one of the Queen City's favorites because you're in and out of the city quite a bit over at New Beginnings. But today, you are in Ferguson, and I know you're from St. Louis, right?
Yeah, you know, the truth of the matter is I'm from Berkeley, and that's about 3 miles away from Ferguson. My high school is actually in Ferguson. So what people see on CNN, MSNBC, and social media medias, you know, for me, that's home, and not just home. That's my neighborhood, and so it was. You know, I would have to go back home to the neighborhood, and just in the last 48 hours, we've experienced a lot more peace, a lot more order, a lot more understanding, and just opening up and bridging those communication gaps between authorities and the community.
Well, and I know you're there to really get the kids back to school, and I definitely want to talk about that and focus on that. But the first thing I really want you to help people understand, I've heard a whole lot of stuff about, you know, why are people looting and that kind of thing, and I know you'll agree with me that the looting isn't right and it's not okay to do. However, can you shed some light on the mentality of a person in that scenario that might be looting? Can you help people understand that?
Just like you said, I always say there's no excuse for foolishness. And because this is a gospel station, I've been doing interviews with a whole lot of hip-hop and other stations. Man, it's just sin. And, you know, whenever sin is present, there's a whole lot of craziness that can happen. And so, you know, when people are looting in these different cities, it's a lot of people that come in from outside sources that stir the pot and give half of the truth. Well, if we loot, then they'll listen. Well, if we fight, they'll listen. Well, if we shoot, they'll listen. And the truth of the matter is, if we pray and we really get to the root of the problem, then they listen. And so, you know, I want you all to just understand what you're seeing on television is just a small pocket and a small pocket of people who are seeing the opportunity to go out there and, you know, get stuff for free. So, but we're getting those people out of our communities. Last night when we were marching and doing our thing, you know, some people wanted to act up. We were just slowly pushing them to the front, say, come on, man, lock him up. Get him out the way, please.
Right.
He's not with the movement. And so we're just taking responsibility for our communities and doing what we have to do. That's just a small pocket that they chose to shed light on.
Now, I know, as always, your heart is for the young people, for the youth, and we've seen the first day of school get pushed back and pushed back again, and I know that's what you're really there for. Tell us about that initiative and how it's going.
It's going extremely well. I met with Ferguson-Florissant School District, which is the school district in Ferguson. And so what we did yesterday is, you know, 63% of our kids that are in the Ferguson-Florissant School District is on reduced or free lunch. So we had those lunches sitting there, so we decided to go into the community, make sure those kids got their food, and make sure that they were eating at least 2 meals a day. But we're taking all the precautions that we can. So we're just pretty much waiting on law enforcement to say, hey, it's time to go back to school, but the teachers are ready, the principals are ready. It's going to be a really, really great year. We're excited about it.
Well, I'm so glad you're there. I'm so glad that you found it in your heart to, you know, leave your family and everything at home to go be a voice, and also for sharing with us. I spoke with Pastor Jamal Bryan a few days ago, and I asked him this question. What is it that we can do here in Charlotte to support the people there and what's going on in Ferguson?
Well, you know, as Christians, sometimes we pray the prayers of convenience, meaning that once we're in the situation, we begin to pray that the Lord would do an awesome work. But what I want Charlotte to do, just everybody in Charlotte, to start to pray the prayer of prevenience. And I want you to make Mike Brown extremely personal. I want you, you know, it's easy to look outside the window instead of looking in the mirror. You know, I can always imagine what Mike Brown's mother would want to say to her son right now, but she can't on this side of heaven. But I want you to spend some time with your family, spend some time with your kids, put the phone down, put the bills to the side, and really just make Mike Brown's situation personal for you and begin to pray those prayers of prevenience and get it out before anything happens in Charlotte, because there is a crazy spirit going around the United States right now, and kids need to know that they're loved more than anything, and that starts at home.
He's Willie Moore Jr. He's the founder of the Young Fly and Save movement, amongst other things. Of course, you can catch him on TV. Tell him where they can, when and where we can catch you on TV as well.
Indeed, Channel 378 DirecTV on Saturday, Channel 276 on KTV, which is Dish Network, and then also on Tuesdays on TVN at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The name of the show is called Flat Out TV. And I pray that I'll be on the radio soon in Charlotte, man, turning up for the kingdom of God, man. I'm praying on Charlotte a lot.
Count it as done. It is done. He's Willie Moore Jr. on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.